This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. All right, so we're talking about personal history and what would you change? All right.
We can start with Donna. Donna says none of it, even the bad. And trust me, the bad made me the woman I am now.
Well, I think that's part of it, isn't it? That it's kind of exactly what you've been saying, which is we are the sum total of what occurs to us, of the good stuff and the bad stuff. And, you know, so what would you change? But we'll see what other people say as well. Okay, what else we got?
Lorraine says, I would be resistant to men who are charmers. They hurt people.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, that charm is one of those things that is kind of good news, bad news, that you can really get caught up in it. And, I hear what you're saying. I do.
Rebecca says, I would change my biological father for a better one. All the physical and emotional abuse through my childhood was unnecessary.
I hear. And, let me just talk about that for a minute, okay? That's kind of what my seatmate was saying yesterday, is I wish I had a different mom. And I said, well, yeah, you know, that it's much easier to fall madly in love with our best friend's mom, or our next-door neighbors, because we don't have the history with them. But given the reality that you can't, and given the reality that there is an emotional tie there that is pretty unbreakable. I mean, I'm a therapist, so I deal all the time with people who no longer have their parent around. And several things. First of all, the issue about guilt, and people think that, well, gee, I'm just going to be glad when they're gone. But that isn't ordinarily what happens. Number one. I know, you're going to be the exception, I hear you. All right, number two is quite often the things we dislike most in our parent are the things that we dislike most in ourselves. And that, unfortunately, those that are parents, you know, what happens to us when we're children, to a very large extent, we have almost no control over, a little bit, but not very much. But that's why adulthood was invented, and that's certainly why therapy is kind of a helpful addition to adulthood, to figure out what to do differently. And that there are no, as you can hear from people who preceded you, and if you sort of look at your own self, that there are things that you learned, and it may be that you learned self-reliance, it may be that you learned to deal with difficult situations, difficult people, that there are very few situations that are completely good or completely bad. And as Manny and everyone else has pointed out, we probably learn more from the awful stuff than we do from the good stuff. Because if we have any brains, what we do with the good stuff is just kind of enjoy it. And with the bad stuff, that's where we're going to learn, because we really don't want to go through it again. So number one, the idea of not feeling some remorse or guilt or regret when our parent, and most of us are going to have our parents predecease us, is apocryphal. And, you know, I'm a therapist, so my population is skewed a little bit, because people are perfectly happy, don't tend to seek me out. But I also am a human being who has friends and lives in the world and have people who I know about who are not my clients and not my callers. So I'm just telling you that no matter how much you think you're going to be able to just wash your hands of the parent, it seldom happens for obvious reasons. Number one. Number two, as I said, those characteristics that we most dislike in our parent are quite often the ones that we most dislike in ourselves, and we have them. We carry them with us. Third of all, to a very large extent, how we treat our parent is how our children will learn to treat us. And again, it's almost at that subliminal phase. It's not that we can say as an adult to our teenager or to our adult child, well, you know, your mom was this or your dad was this. They see it when they're very young, and they tend to emulate it when they're very young. So the idea that somehow we're going to, you know, we're going to walk away, you know, it's if not a fatal assumption, I think you have to be really, really careful about it, because I think it's not very accurate. Okay. So for those reasons, what, as a therapist, I would encourage you to do is to come to grips with them as best you can, and hopefully they're still alive, because it's a lot easier to do when they're alive than once they're not, because at least there can be some interaction. And there can sometimes be some explanation. There can sometimes be some at least dialogue that your dad isn't going to send you to your room anymore, or if he does, you don't have to go. And negotiating with him while he's still alive, as opposed to all those things unsaid. And it doesn't have to be, and when I say negotiate, I'm not suggesting that you try and nail somebody's, you know, feet to the floor or hold it to the fire. It's interesting that we talk a lot about feet, don't we? But that you sort of try to say, or ask for what you want now, assuming it's not an apology. Asking people to apologize for past wrongs is a very difficult thing to do. It's not difficult to ask. It's very difficult for someone to grant that. But to say, can you explain to me what your thinking was here, or tell me about how your dad treated you, or tell me about what your goal was here, and to sort of, on some kind of neutral, non-threatening, non-judgmental basis, try to say, explain. And not really for their sake, but for yours. So I'd be really careful about the notion. And look, I suppose if we all had to do over, we would look a little different, we would... You know, I was convinced I was a Romanian princess that was smuggled out of the country and in the family Bible. Unfortunately, like both of my parents, I didn't work all that well. But nevertheless, I held tightly to that notion because, you know, I didn't like the family I was born into particularly. And especially when I was a kid, it just didn't really make any sense. And, you know, I felt I was the odd one, which I probably still am. But I would really encourage you, and I know that it's easier to say than to do, but almost everything is easier to say than to do, that to go back and see if there's not some way of doing some, at least neutralizing, if not reconciling. Not for your dad's sake, but for your sake. Okay? 855-993-7569 is the way to get in touch with me. Okay, let's see what else we got here.
Aurora says, I would have opened my heart to men who showed interest in me. I'm 41 years old and I've never been in love. How pathetic is that?
It's not pathetic. It just hasn't happened yet. And I think you're really on the right track in saying, here's what I want to do. I want to, you know, I want to be a little less judgmental. I want to maybe not be quite so demanding about what he looks like, or how tall he is, or how much money he makes. You're 40, you're not 140. So hang in there. But I think you have some sense of here's where I can do something different. And it may be that you need to be a little bit more aggressive in terms of your your sort of seeking people out. It may be you want to go online. It may be you want to tell people that you're looking. It may be that you want to join a singles group. It may be that you want to be a little more outgoing at the grocery store. But think about what you've just said, which is, I need to do things differently. And it's not the end. It's just where you are right now. So it's an important revelation, and good for you, because, again, you can't change the last 41 years, but you can change the next 41. So there you go. Okay?
Don says, really tricky, sort of a house of cards. Change one and maybe the house stands, maybe it falls.
Yeah, it's the butterfly effect, isn't it? But, I mean, look, we can't do this. So this is really more a... This is more sort of a intellectual pursuit than an actual thing, but your point is well taken. It is an interesting notion, though, isn't it? Is if we change one thing, if I give up one icky thing, do I have to give up the rest of the cool things? Good question. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking about you, of course, and your childhood, and what would you change in your personal history if you could? Not necessarily childhood, but what would you change? All right, so let's hear what else we got, Manny.
Maxwell says, over the years, I've been known to say I have no regrets. As I've entered into my midlife years, I would change a few things. I would have followed my own dreams and not what family decided for me.
Yeah, it takes a while to figure that out, doesn't it? It was interesting, even talking with my mom, she said, well, you know, they planted me. I said, well, Mom, because they plant you doesn't mean you have to stay there. I mean, you're allowed to do what you want to do. You're a grown-up human being. You changed everybody's diapers. Do what you want to do. But it takes a long time, really, to sort that out, I think, on some levels.
Carolyn says, nothing. Everything that has happened has made me who I am today.
Okay, well, good for you.
Susie says, I would have moved out of my hometown and left the state and never dealt with my family again.
Oh, dear. Well, I would say the same thing to you, darling, that I've said to a previous person. That, it's at some point you sort of try and sort it out. Again, not for their sake, but for yours. Because, you know, it's the only way that I know to sort of have some peace in your life. And especially, I mean, it's one thing when your parents are alive, which doesn't mean that you have to deal with them on the same level that you have or the same basis that you have historically, is that at some point you don't want to be haunted.
Robert says, in 2010, I lost my job and went back to college for nuclear medicine. I got dropped from the program twice due to my nuclear pharmacy grade. Now I have an Associate of Science degree, but I can only get a CNA job as a sitter. I cannot even get a permanent job at a hospital. I am a contractor. I'm making less money now than I made in 1996. I should have just stayed in the computer field.
Well, I mean, so maybe you go back to the computer field. But look, think of it this way. If you had a difficult time in one of the courses, it's one thing if you had a difficult time in one of the courses that was not, you know, was not core curriculum, was not something you were ever going to use again. But this is something that you're going to be using on a day-to-day basis. And if you took it twice and couldn't pass it, it probably means it's not really your strong suit. And therefore, you don't want to necessarily be working in a field in which the thing that's most required of you is something that you have a very hard time with, right? So maybe it's just something worked out for the better, even though it doesn't feel very good. And between those two options are presumably lots of different kinds of things. And if you're saying, obviously computers weren't where you were having a great time, and pharmacology isn't your strong suit, because there's a lot of math involved in that. So figure out something else you'd really like to do. And at this moment, I mean, the good news about having crappy sort of income is that you don't have a whole lot to lose. I mean, as people can tell you, that sometimes being in a job that you hate that pays really well is a trap in and of itself. So maybe what you need to do is just think about what you'd really like to do. Not something that you think necessarily will pay terribly well, although obviously that's one of the criteria. But seeing if there's, you know, if there's something else that would really make you happy, something that you'd like to do, something that is part of your skill set, something that you may not even have thought about as necessarily being a career. It's just something you enjoy doing, and seeing if there's not a way of taking that and making that viable for you. Because doing something just because it pays well or because it sounds interesting, especially when you turn out to be not very good at it, is a trap. Doing something only for the money that you don't think you're going to like, you've already been there. You don't want to do that again. And instead of saying, well, you know, I was better off where I was. Well, if you truly feel that you liked that, now you can appreciate where you were better, then think about going back. And if you were good at it, and you know, you'd go to explain to one of your ex-bosses that I needed to explore some things that I have, and what I decided is I really like this, I'd really miss it, and see what the possibilities are. Now, you may have to start at a slightly lower level than you did before, but that doesn't, so what? I mean, you know, you've got presumably time on your side, and so take that information and decide what you want to do with it, all right? But don't decide that there are only two options in the world. There are gobs of options in the world. So just figure out something that you like better. Right, 855-993-7569. Let's hear what else we got.
Antonio says, if I could change my history, I would not have joined the U.S. Navy. I was discharged after 1 year after becoming a victim of sexual harassment and bullying, which created an ultra-negative work environment. I think we went over Antonio's story once before.
I think so too.
On a different
question. I think a different topic. Yeah. I think we asked about sexual harassment.
Yeah. Nitra says, I would learn to love myself a lot sooner. Still working on that.
There you go. I'm going to keep working. I mean, you know, yeah, I agree. And I, you know, I don't know that it's really love yourself. I know that's, you know, the sort of classic term. But I think all you have to do is kind of appreciate yourself. And maybe that's a little easier term to accept, of just deciding, you know, I'm okay. I'm in fact, I'm not only okay, I'm kind of pretty cool. You know, that I know what I'm doing here. And But I'm not sure that that's something. There do seem to be some people who are nearly magical about being able to do that early on in their lives. But it's not true for most of us. Like, for most of us, it's an acquired skill. Because, again, part of it is we grow up with the notion that that liking yourself or loving yourself is stuck up. Hopefully we're changing that. I mean, because it's such a wrong-headed notion. There's a difference between quiet confidence and braggadocio. And, again, I think if you could just appreciate yourself and understand that you're not perfect, that that you have different skills, that you have some liabilities, and as you can hear, that the mosaic that makes most of us up is what makes us interesting and unique and special. But I agree with you. I think that, but I'm not sure that anybody really does it really early. It's one of those things that we sort of think everybody else has got a handle on, and I'm not sure they do. So it's not too late, darling. And that was kind of the point of this question of, you know, it's not too late, that you can always change your past starting today. You can't change anything that's happened before that, but you can change starting today. And that's not such a bad deal, right? I mean, it's just, you can't change everything, but you can change starting today. So decide to start today. Okay, what else we got?
Bethany says, I would change March 2008 and period. The period of March 2008.
March 2008, was that the stock market crash?
Not entirely sure.
2008, I mean, the only thing that stands out 2008 is the stock market, but maybe it would be helpful to know specifically what that means to you, but I guess we'll just have to kind of, hopefully it wasn't your wedding day. I don't know. I guess we're not going to know it. It'll remain a mystery. There we go. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, let's, I'll just give you a quick update on the weekend. Fantastic Four tanked. Well, it didn't actually tank, got $26 million, but it probably cost like $400 gazillion. To make. So Mission Impossible was number one for a second week. The Gift did pretty well. It cost $5 million to make and made $12 million, so it's already in great shape. Merle did okay. She made $6.5 million. Not, you know, impressive, but the Fantastic Four, and they've apparently got the sequel already planned, which I don't know why they would do that. They're going to lose their shirts on this one, but maybe they were hoping it will do well overseas, but it didn't do very... It's not a very good movie. I mean, the first half is okay, but the second half makes no sense, so what can I tell you? All right, let's go back to people... Marvel may wish that they could have redone the Fantastic Four and just said that they're the, you know, so-so four or something.
Nancy says, I think I would try not to care so much about what people think about me and just have confidence in who I am. I think I'm a kind person, and while I know I'm far from perfect, that's a very good quality.
Agree with you. That kind is kind of the thing that trumps if you ask people what's most important to them, I think it's a little bit age-dependent, to be quite honest. The older we are, I think the more we view kindness as a really crucial kind of issue. But again, I'm not sure. You know, all of us are in such a hurry, and we forgot and forget that we need to evolve and sort of learning to just accept yourself. And we know that that really happens sometime for most people after they're in their 40s, which is, in theory, middle age, right? In theory, sort of, if you're talking about mid-40s, late-40s, but that's the first half of your life. And one of the things I've decided to start thinking about my life is in chapters. That, you know, the first half of my life was basically, well, the first part of my life was really education and my nuclear family and finding, you know, who I was with respect to the rest of the world. Then the next chapter was raising a family and being married. And then the chapter after that was really career and sort of sorting that out. And so I'm sort of in my, what, fourth or fifth chapter now, trying to figure out, okay, what do I do now? But if you view it that way, and if you view, think about like a movie plot, right? You need to get to your point of the story, and you don't really start with it unless it's a James Bond movie or a Marvel comic book with the most extraordinary stuff at the beginning. Because if you think about, if we use that metaphor, that in a Bond movie or a Marvel comic book movie, in some ways the opening scene is the best, and it goes downhill from there and on. Because all you have to do is put together one fantastic sort of mind-boggling stunt. And then after that they tell a story. And so the idea is to kind of suck you in, and maybe that's what our births are or something. But if you think about it, think how long it takes to develop the characters so that you can get a plot, whether they're going to become Spider-Man or Superman or Batman or any kind of any story, Tale of Two Cities. I mean, think of any kind of metaphor you want, a song that sort of has a build-up and then it gets to the refrain. And I'm not sure why we don't think of our lives the same way, because we have so many examples of exactly that. It takes a while to get everything in place so that you can do the really good stuff. And yet, you know, all of us are kind of, including me, kind of deplore, well, gee, you know, how come it didn't happen faster? How come it didn't happen sooner? But it's an unrealistic expectation. It just really takes time and experience and bouncing around and finding some negatives and finding some positives and finding out what you want to do or what you didn't want to do. And presumably most of us are not the same person we were 5 years ago or 10 years ago, thank goodness. But we need to evolve to that point. And so saying, you know, I wish, and I, you know, I said the same thing. I said, I wish that I'd been maybe a little calmer. Well, you know, calm is something that doesn't come naturally to me. It's something I've had to learn. And sort of celebrating sort of accomplishments is something I've had to learn. But, I mean, in some ways, I mean, I don't think that's what people come out of the cabbage patch knowing. We have to learn it. And as we said, you know, repeatedly, not only today but every day, that you're going to learn a lot more from the things that you didn't know how to do than things you already knew how to do. So, all right, keep going.
Allison says, it's all part of the journey. Do I regret? Yes. I wouldn't change anything, though, because it created my beautiful life I live now. Those regrets were part of learning how to make better choices.
Amen. Good for you. Yep, I agree.
And then last one here from Lisa. She says, I would want to be less sensitive, not such a pushover.
But again, you know, that especially women are sort of taught to be, you know, good little girls. We want to be polite. We want to be easy to get along with. We want to be daddy's little girl. And then we want to be, you know, a boyfriend's girlfriend. And then we want to be a good wife and a good mother. And, you know, that we're sort of socialized into being good little girls. And it takes a while. I mean, think of my mom saying they planted me. And my saying, well, why couldn't you just say I don't want to be planted? You know, that people presumably weren't attempting to be rude or nasty to you. But if it's not something you want to do, then you don't have to be ugly about it. Just say, you know, no, look, I'd like to be in the other room. So, I mean, my mom, and I, you know, I said to her, so just tell them, you know, that's not what you want. Although my mother, she does stand up to me. I don't know if she stands up to everybody else. What can I tell you? All righty. We got any more?
That was the last one.
That was the last one?
Yeah.
All righty. So what have I got here? I've got about 4 or 5 minutes, right?
Yeah, about 4 minutes.
All right. So can we do an email here? Do I have time to do an email?
Yeah, I think we can start the email and probably answer.
So maybe we ask the question and then I answer the question after the break, huh?
Yeah.
I put myself on hold. How rude is that?
Hold on, Joy. We're going to put you on hold.
I thought I was the host. Wait a minute. I thought nobody could put me on hold. Well, I put myself on hold. Oh, well, what can I tell you?
Okay. All right. This email is from Rob. Rob says, "Hi, Dr. Joy. I'm having an issue with attraction in my relationship and want to get your advice on how to softly have a conversation with my girlfriend. It's a scary topic for me to broach as I do not want to hurt her feelings, but since I do have these feelings, I feel the need to say something. I've been in my relationship for about a year and a half, and in the beginning, my attraction was strong. She has many of the characteristics that I want in a long-term partner. The problem is, lately, she has not been taking care of herself. She often eats poorly, example being fast food, and she does not frequently do physical activity. Can you help me come up with a talk track for having this discussion? I know that I'm not perfect either. While I don't constantly work out myself, I do outside activities like soccer and football on a frequent basis. I feel that my eating habits have slipped since being in a relationship with her and can also improve as well. I'd love to take some time to discuss this topic with you. If possible, please feel free to call me at your convenience. Best regards, Rob." Well, I think Rob, it'd be great if Rob could give us a call, too.
Do we have his phone number?
I don't. He did not leave it in the email.
Give us a call, but I'm not going to give you my phone number. Folks, I mean, because what I was going to say is we'll call him and we can talk about this. But he didn't give us a phone number, huh? Apparently not. Folks, look, we can do that if you want. If you want to send us an email and say exactly as Rob has done, is sort of set it up and then say, "Could you call me about this?" That we absolutely can do that. I mean, and I suppose that's kind of a shorthand way of that way you can make sure that we're going to talk about your subject at that moment. But Manny, we don't have a phone number for him. I don't know if we do or don't. Sounds like maybe not. I'll tell you what. If we have a phone, if we have a number for him, then we'll call him back. Manny was answering the phone for me. All right, Manny, do we have a phone number for Rob or not?
Is there one
on there?
No.
Okay. All right, so let's tell you what. Can Helen wait? So can I? Helen, hang on for me. I'll get to you in just a minute, but let me answer his call. I was hoping we had a phone number for him, and then we could take your phone call and then talk with him on the phone when we got him. Folks, that's a perfectly legitimate thing to do, is send me an email with a question and a phone number, and then we'll call you. But don't say, "Call, can we talk about it," and then not give us a phone number, right? I'm sure it's just an oversight, but or if you're hearing this, give us a call. All right, so the issue about attraction, not an uncommon one. And the first thing you probably have to do, though, is decide, are you still in this? I don't know if you're talking about marriage or not, but if you're just, and you also, number one, you need to look at your patterns. If basically you're in love with everybody for a year and a half, and then you sort of get bored with them, then talking with her about nutrition or exercise or sort of jazzing up your sex life a little bit is not a fair thing to do, because no matter what she does, you're going to ankle on her. So the first thing you need to ask yourself is, this a pattern that I've fallen into? And if so, then we need to talk about the pattern and not the particular victim of the pattern at this moment. All right, let me put you on hold and we'll come back. And we'll see if I finish this up or deal with Helen. We'll work it out. But if you want me to call you back on an email, leave us a phone number, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price. Until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household, 50 United States only.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, so let me get back quickly to the comment, because it's such a common phenomenon of deciding that I'm not sure, you know, that some of the excitement has gone out of it. And understand, first of all, the assumption that kind of passion that you find in the first 6 to 9 months of relationship lasts at most maybe 18 months, and probably not that long. And hopefully what it does is morph into something a little deeper, perhaps a little less fun in some level. I mean, because, you know, who among us does not love the idea of falling in love and the craziness and whatever, but presumably that isn't something that necessarily lasts the entire time, but morphs into more an appreciation of each other and a willingness in knowing each other's body. That I think a larger part of the things that we view as love are sex and lust, and a large part of that is kind of the unfamiliar of some of the nervousness of are they going to like me and whatever. And hopefully after you're in a really good relationship, it's not that the sex goes away. It's just that it sort of transmutes into something a little bit different. So, as I said, the first thing you have to ask yourself, is this a pattern? And if it is, we need to talk about that pattern. Second thing is if you're saying that that both of you have gotten into really lousy habits, rather than saying, honey, your body just isn't as cool as it once was, which is not going to work, because what she's going to think is, I thought you loved me for who I am. And you know, men feel hurt because women, after they feel that they're committed, tend to relax and stop working out and stop sort of doing all the crazy things that they thought they were doing to attract a man, because they feel comfortable and happy and accepted. And men feel, wow, she doesn't care about me enough to keep herself in good shape anymore. So it's one of those dreadful kind of inconsistencies between men and women that really does need to be addressed. But I think saying to her, look, I've gotten sloppy. I'm feeling like I'm not, you know, the man I was when you met me. So let's sort of start eating better. Let's start working out a bit more. And one of the things that we know about working out is that it liberates endorphins. So the two of you, especially if you're working out together, may find a whole new dimension to your physical life together. But make sure that this isn't part of your pattern, and she's just the latest casualty of that. Okay, and as I said, give me a call if you'd like, and next time if you want me to call you, leave us a phone number. Like, you know, Joe, do your part. Buy a ticket. Okay, Helen, you're on the air. Sarah, I'll get to you as well. Helen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I wanted to ask, if ever I get the opportunity for a do-over, how you would recommend that I handle this situation in the future.
Okay.
I was in a... I was riding home with some friends from a big event, and they got in a really bad fight verbally. The only alteration, you know, where they hit one another was where the woman who was driving kind of slapped at the man and kept telling him to shut up. But they were arguing, and it was from one end of the town to the other end. I put too much stress on them. It was a big event. They were had both worked hard at it. There were a couple hundred people at the event. Anyway,
why are you
I was
assuming,
in the back
wait a minute.
Seat.
I got it, but why are you assuming you put too much pressure on them? Why are you assuming it was your fault?
I don't know if it was or if that's their pattern.
Yeah,
I don't know. Because they were tired, and then they had a drive. I didn't live near them. I lived at the other end of town like they did, but in the other corner of the town. And they were arguing about which route to follow.
My guess is that they, I don't know that I would take that on your shoulders, that you were making them unhappy. But look, it's not a bad opening gambit. What did you do or say in this, was this recently? Is this weekend?
No, yesterday.
Okay. So what did you do or say? Anything?
Okay. No, I didn't say anything for a long time. Finally, I just said, why don't we just go to your house, and why don't you two relax, and I'll have my husband come there and pick me up from there. See, which was my original plan.
And what did they say? What did they say?
She kept driving, and they kept arguing.
Okay.
About which route to take, and
yeah, I hear what you were trying to do. I just think they probably viewed it as insulting. So here's what I would do if I had it to do over again, which again is not a criticism of you, because everybody can always.
I mean, that was a very short thing that I said compared to the ride.
No, I get it.
It was a long
I think
argument.
I got it. Most of us have been in a situation where somebody that, I mean, most of us, if you live long enough and you have enough married friends, sooner or later going to be a situation where they're taking off after each other.
Yeah.
And I think what I've done is said, listen, I understand that that you guys have got some things to work out, but I got to tell you, I just got out, and this is what I actually said. I said, I just got out of a relationship where this was absolutely what went on, and it just makes my stomach hurt. So is there any way that we could sort of defer this? And it actually worked very well, because I wasn't making them feel guilty about being nincompoops. And I was saying it was my fault that I was, you know, I was really sensitive to it. In the particular case of the car, what I might have said is, hey, listen, guys, I feel a little bit responsible here because you came to get me. How about if I sit up front and you can sit in the back and you know, listen to my iPod or something? I think that intervening without making them feel guilty is usually a worthwhile kind of thing to do. Because I think most people, once they get in the middle of it, are just not paying much attention to the fact that it's public. And all of us are uncomfortable being around people who are fighting. So rather than saying, why don't you just drop me off and my husband will come and get it, which really implies that they're making you so uncomfortable you don't want to be with them anymore, which is just going to make them feel worse, because it'll either make them feel guilty or angry with you, or both.
I didn't say it until about a half an hour into the fight.
I know,
I wouldn't have
let the fight go on quite so long. I probably would have said in the first couple of minutes, hey, gang, listen, if it sounds to me that I'm kind of contributing to the stress here, how about if I got up front and navigated? And usually once people, because you haven't at that moment made them feel guilty that they're being nincompoops, and most people, if you can intervene in the situation for a moment, they will catch their breath. It's just that, you know, when we get in the middle, I mean, you're married, and presumably you and your husband have had a fight at some point. You just get so involved in it that it has its own momentum. And the idea of somehow it feels like a fight to the death, that somehow if I give up on this, that, you know, that he'll win, or that, and I think that's where they were. And fights in cars, among other things, are dangerous. So I would have just said in the first couple of minutes, hey, gang, listen, I feel really guilty about this. How about if I come up front, or why don't we stop and I'll get us all something to drink or something? I would have done it much earlier, because a half hour in, you know, at that moment, either that or I probably would have just gone to sleep, put on my iPod and gone to sleep, you know, my earbuds. Because at that moment, you're just not going to be able to do anything. So you either have to intervene fairly early and just say, guys, this is really a problem for me. Let me sit up front and navigate, and you can sit in the back. Or, you know, let's stop and get an ice cream cone or something. But once it's gone down a half hour, I think you have to intervene very early. Or put on your earbuds and go to sleep and just pretend you're not there.
Okay.
Right? Fair enough?
And so today, now, I was wanting to try to make things right.
Well, I'd probably just
phone him, thank you. But,
yeah.
And so
I'd send him a note just saying thanks for the ride. And Yeah. Okay. Sarah, you'll be next.
That's great.
Okay. Sarah, you'll be next. I'll give you as much time as you need. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Realpricesilver.com.